Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we're in Psalm 119, verse 66. We read, "Teach me good judgments and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments." I think it's so good for us as we look at this psalm, as we've been seeing over and over and over, that he was looking to be instructed from the Lord. He was asking God to teach him as he was looking for spiritual understanding, not only for his life, but also for the family and friends around him. He was wanting to seek the Lord for a good judgment and good knowledge. As he saw it, it came from the Lord. I don't know exactly the age of the psalmist. It could be in his 20s, 30s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Who knows? But one thing that I do admire about him is that he's desiring to be taught of the Lord. I think that's something that we should always be at a place that we're seeking to allow God's Holy Spirit to teach us day in and day out. That we don't get to a place where we feel like we're arrived, that we, you know, like, I got it. I've read the gospel, and I even read the book of Exodus before. I understand what God's book has to say. No, I hope that pride never settles in, but rather we'll be like the psalmist, and we're asking God to teach us. You know, and I believe as we do that, that God will truly teach us every day. You know, I find as I go to read the Bible, even as I sit here to study Psalm 119, as I start to speak, I ask the Holy Spirit to speak to my heart, to lead me, to guide me, to open his word to me as he desires not only for us to understand, but us to be well equipped with the knowledge of God. I believe that we have a good example for us in the book of Proverbs, chapter 2, about learning the things of God, where we get here, where it says in verse number 1, he says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words," that's the first step. We have to have a willing heart to be able to receive God's instruction, a willing heart to really understand God's word as we read the word of God, as we just read it for what it says. I think it's so often that we go in with it rather than with our mind already saying, "I know what it's going to say." That's called deductive reasoning. When I go in there and try to put my slant or my view and what I believe what God's word should say. But rather, we'll have that place of inductive reasoning. Otherwise, we'll take a look at what it says, or what the scriptures have to say, and let the word of God interpret its meaning and its understanding to us. He says, "If thou wilt receive my words," not Terry's words, but God's word, "and hide my commandments within thee." Otherwise, not just to casually read God's word, but to be actively allowing it to sink deep within our hearts and hide them within our hearts. Then he goes on, "so that thou may incline thine ear unto wisdom." He says the result of hiding God's word within our hearts is that we're now going to be knowing and understanding the wisdom of God that's going to be leading us, that's going to be directing us throughout our day. And then fourthly, he says, "if thou wilt apply thine heart to understanding." And there it is, where we will now apply it, applications to life, that will take God's word and allow it to influence our thinking, our actions, and the things that we do. See, we're influenced by many things within our lives, if we'd like to admit it or not. And maybe we'd be influenced and taught from God's word. As the psalmist was praying, he was asking God to teach me good judgment and knowledge. And then he says, "for I have believed thy commandments." You know, in the book of Philippians, Paul was praying. He was praying for the church there at Philippi. And he says, "this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in the knowledge and in all judgment." See, Paul wanted him to grow in love, and I think that's amazing. We know the love of God. We experience the love of God. But what Paul is praying is there's potentials for us to continue to grow. There's more love that God wants us to know and experience. He wants us to abound and more in knowledge. See, not only to the experiential, but he also wants us to know for sure the God that we serve, and in all judgment, how God is faithful to judge. May we be open to grow in love. He says, I have believed thy commandments. I have believed thy word. In Psalm 119, verse 128, he says, therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. In verse 160, we read, thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Verse 172 says, my tongue shall speak of thy word, and all thy commandments are righteous. In the book of Nehemiah, we read in chapter 9, verse 13, he says, thou camest down upon Mount Sinai. Of course, that's something we remember from the book of Exodus, where the Lord visited Moses there on Mount Sinai. And he says, and you spake from the heavens and gave them righteous judgments, or right judgments, true laws, good statutes and commandments. See, the law of the Lord is perfect. It converts the soul. The testimonies of the Lord are sure, rejoicing the heart. The Ten Commandments are truly are good. And let me say that again. He says they're right judgments, they're true laws, they're good statutes and commandments. I think it's so silly today in our nation where we're looking to pull down the Ten Commandments from schools, from court, you know, courthouses throughout our lands. You know, it's so foreign. It's so difficult in my mind to realize that there's leaders in our nations who are doing these things, and they're good for us to be reminded of God's word. In verse 14, verse 9 of chapter 9, it says, and madest known unto thy holy Sabbath commanded the commandments of them those precepts, statutes, and laws by the hands of Moses thy servant. Otherwise, you made them known. You taught us about how it's good to take a day off, you know, to remember the Sabbath, for it's holy, to be able to spend a day building ourselves up with the Lord. And how you had commanded different precepts, statutes, and laws. And these things are good for us. And so within our psalm, we read, teach me thy judgments and knowledge. He's asking God to teach him. And he says, for I have believed thy commandments. You know, that's a choice. And I hope that is your choice too, that you choose to believe in God's word. Because as you take from Genesis to Revelation at face value, as you look at it as being God speaking to us, as the Holy Spirit moved on men's heart, as the Spirit of God prompted them to communicate the truth of God to us, may we too, like the psalmist said, that I believe your word. I pray that all of us stand up this day and say, I believe in what God's word has to say. And so until next time, may God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.